Malcolm Mulholland chairs patient voice Aotearoa. A group of iwi, Māori health providers, or Māori practitioners, health advocacy charities, medical professional bodies, and medical reps and patients are marching on Parliament. An open letter is going to be delivered that's been signed by over 60 organisations asking the government to pause proceedings, pause that is, with the Therapeutic Products Bill. Also to be handed over will be a petition organised by Stage 4 lung cancer patient Teresa Zane from Gisborne that has over 5,000 signatures and that asks for the government to amend the bill to address specific concerns around medicine access for New Zealand patients. Malcolm Mulholland, Chair of Patient Voice Aotearoa. Tēnā koe, Malcolm, ngā mihi.
Mō tēnā tau.
Kia ora, bro. It's good to catch up with you again. What's wrong with the Therapeutic Products Bill, Malcolm?
Oh, where to start is probably a good question. There are a number of problems with the bill. It's been rushed through the House, and I think as a result of bad lawmaking, we're ending up with some of the consequences today. So what it does do, it puts control of Rongoā Māori in the hands of the government via a regulator who will get to decide how Rongoā Māori is made, what it is to contain, how it's produced and delivered. There's also some massive issues around access to unfunded medicines. So looking at compassionate access schemes, which is when a drug is given for free by a drug company, I think those opportunities will dry up if the bill goes ahead. Clinical trial framework, we have a very good one in New Zealand. I think them tampering with it will result in longer delays for patients. Patients will no longer be able to receive imported prescribed medicines from overseas. And also give a little pages under the definition of an advertisement for an unfunded medicine will actually be deemed to be illegal. So there's a lot in that bill, doubt, and that's why we've had so many different organisations reach out and say, we're coming today, we will support you, we want to sign that open letter.
Tēnā koe. Malcolm, I respect how you've sort of been drawn into this. I mean, you're an academic and a researcher, and all of a sudden you're the head of Patient Voice Aotearoa, perhaps predominantly because of Wiki's situation, how that unfolded. But in a way, you've unwittingly become an advocate for many a voice of challenge. And I detect, Māori haven't been overly represented in this space, i.e. challenging the bureaucracy, the legislation that can curtail our desires to create better health options for our people. I'm not suggesting you're a solo voice, but the Māori voices have been a bit thin on the ground over the years in this space, don't you think?
Yeah, that's probably fair. I mean, when you're often in this space, it's often for the wrong reasons, Dale. And, you know, we're living proof of that. When Wiki got diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, our eyes were open to the world of unfunded medicines, and it was through that I became involved in Patient Voice Aotearoa, and I'm doing what I'm doing today. But it's just one of those things, you just can't turn a blind eye to it, because you know that if you do, people will suffer. And, you know, if the bill goes through as it is currently worded, people will unnecessarily, prematurely die. And that's just wrong, especially when it's just a bureaucratic error. So you do what you do, and you give it your all, and you hope at the end of the day that those in power listen and, change their minds.
The wording of a bill can have huge impacts and perhaps even result in people being lost to their whānau, because of the way that a whakaaro is framed. So you go from one kaupapa, it's almost like you've got to go in there with your English professor's hat on and looking at the way people write up the legislation. Big challenges, Malcolm, and not everyone's up for it.
Yeah, look, this isn't some career path that I've chosen, especially over the past 5 years since Wiki was diagnosed and we've lost her. But, I'm really thankful for experts that we do have in the field. And, not just the law professors, the likes of Jane Kelsey, who wrote a scathing but brilliant submission who was unable to unpick what was being on offer or what was being told in terms of Rongoā Māori. So we've got brains like her. But often not a week will go by where I won't be contacted by a medical specialist, by an oncologist, who'll be able to say, hey, Malcolm, we've got a problem here, and this is what's going on. And, you know, if it wasn't for the bravery of those types of people, then I actually think, you know, Joe Bloggs and our own people, we would just be sitting in the dark. So, you know, I take my head off to those.
When we look at Rongoā Māori, Malcolm, obviously it doesn't feel right for us to pass over the responsibilities of overseeing a sector that has been ours and will always be ours to others, as this bill implies that the government then has say about what we can use, how we can use it, how we can purchase it, etc. At a time where treaty issues are being highlighted and the responsibilities of adhering to its principles are elevated, is it time for a complementary regime, or should the government just get its dirty little hands out of it and let us get on with our own business as we have done for thousands of years?
Wouldn't that be wonderful, Dale? It really would. And I don't know that I've seen in recent memory, I have to go back to at least the foreshore and seabed to see such a brutal, blatant attempt at colonisation. I'll just call it what it is. It's colonisation. And, you know, as you said, Dale, we've had Rongoā Māori since Maidanō, since the beginning of time. And it's worked well for us. And, you know, we do actually have systems and processes in place, especially when you talk to the Rongoā Māori practitioners. I haven't spoken to one of them who thinks that this is a good idea. But, you know, obviously the appetite isn't there at the moment under the current government. I often wonder if Jacinda was still at the helm, if things would be different, especially around the co-governance type issues. But certainly this is no co-governance type arrangement. This is just a blatant whitewashing of a traditional practice that we've had since we've existed.
So are you suggesting the government step aside here, that we can develop, operate a Rongoā Māori regime on our own without any checks and balances, or what might be an appropriate structure or vehicle to ensure everybody's safety?
Yeah, look, I think that is the answer. From what I understand from those who practice in the field, they would like a bit of a register, a bit of a help with a slight system whereby those who you know practice in the field are recognised and are, I suppose, authorised, for lack of a better word. But certainly in terms of, you know, what constitutes the Rongoā Māori, what ingredients you put into it, how it's made, who receives it, those types of issues, there's no problem there. So why should the government be involved? And I think that that's the question on everybody's lips. This just makes no sense whatsoever.
Certainly wish you well, and thank you for your advocacy in this space. It's been ongoing, and it's distracted you from writing the comprehensive history of the warriors, and I know that's always been on your mind. That's always been on your mind, Malcolm. Malcolm wrote...
This is our year, Dale. This is our year.
Good on you, Malcolm. Malcolm wrote the history of Māori rugby, and so this mahi is sort of... I won't say a distraction, because you do a great job as a voice for those who haven't had an opportunity to raise their issues in the way that Patient Voice Aotearoa has done. So all the best to you, mate. I know that it's hard yakka, the work that you're involved in, but there are many who appreciate what you're doing. That you're handing over that petition today. Do you think petitions work on the steps of Parliament, or a smiling MP meets you and greets you and then they get you know, put on the shelf to get dusty?
Yeah, sometimes that does happen. I mean, the one reason why you do it is to raise awareness, if nothing else, and to educate the public. So we'll be assembling at Civic Square at 10 a.m. if you're in Wellington, 10 a.m, and we'll be marching onto Parliament. We'll probably get there about 10:45, 11 o'clock, and making a big song and dance, or as loud as we can be, in the hope to get things changed. So come along if you're in Wellington. It's a beautiful day down here in the capital.
Good on you, Malcolm. Thanks for all the mahi you're doing, and continued success with your challenging whakaaro, just to right the wrongs of decades. Māori ora kia koe, te rangatira. Thanks for sharing some kōrero, Malcolm.
Kia ora, Dale.
Te rangatira, man. You too, mate.